Angie, let's set the stage a little here. First, Governor Rick Scott's $74 billion proposed budget includes a $2,500 raise for full-time teachers and a $1,200 bonus for state employees.
But on top of that, we have a variable pay component. So 15% of the state workers could get $5,000, and another 20% could get $2,000 in variable pay and do that annually going forward. This is what's in this budget. Because I want to reward the most effective employees.
Now, some state legislators, Angie, are going farther than the governor, proposing across-the-board permanent raises for employees, including Democratic State Representative Michelle Raywinkle of Tallahassee. She's proposing a 7% raise for state employees. She was the one quoted as saying, "These people have not seen raises in 6 years." Angie, true or false?
Well, she was, in context, she was talking about across-the-board pay raises. That's what we looked at. And that is true. There has not been an across-the-board raise, pay raise, since the legislature approved one for 3% back on October 1st, 2006. So that's a little more than 6 years ago.
So there's an across-the-board pay raise. That means everybody gets this percentage of a pay raise. So you're saying that somebody in state employee got a pay raise in the last 6 years somehow?
Yes. We found a few cases, not that many, but where a few cases where state agencies gave pay raises. The Florida Highway Patrol gave a 5% pay increase to some of its employees in 2008. And the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission gave a 3% raise for its law enforcement officers in 2011. And there have been some cases where workers could qualify for a pay increase if they did an exceptionally good job for exemplary performance, they call it. But overall, no across-the-board pay raises since 2006 when the legislature approved that.
We got another fact check this week, Angie, involving Marco Rubio. But it's not what Rubio said. It's what radio talker Rush Limbaugh said. Rubio was on Rush's show and said that Latin Americans come to the U.S. to get away from state stagnant economies where the rich keep winning and everybody else keeps working for them because big government dominates those economies, to which Rush responded, "Research shows that a vast majority of arriving immigrants today come here because they believe that government is the source of prosperity, and that's what they support." Is Rush right, Angie?
We wanted to see what this research was that he was citing and did not find what Rush said we were going to find. We rated his statement mostly false. The one thread that we found was sometimes when pollsters ask recent immigrants if they want a smaller government with fewer services or a larger government with more services, they will say that they favor more services, the larger government. But they don't say that that's why they came to the United States.
You could not find the actual research that he said he quoted?
No, and we asked him for his evidence. He didn't get back to us.
Angie Holen of PolitiFact Florida, thanks for your help today.
Thank you.